Okay, welcome to the show. It is Twitter Tuesday. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so if you've listened to the podcast before on Twitter Tuesday, I go out onto Twitter and I'll look up leadership or leadership memes or other related words, leadership development, see what I can find, and I will strain out the best ideas about leadership, and then we'll talk about those best ideas. I plan to do this on Parler too. Parler is like the Wild West conservative version of Twitter, as people are leaving Twitter en masse. I haven't done it yet on Parler. I'm going to in the future, just see if there's any difference. And I'm doing it this week on LinkedIn, but I'm not changing the name. It's still Twitter Tuesday. LinkedIn Tuesday doesn't sound as cool as Twitter Tuesday. So here we go. So the first one is from David P. He's an operations team leader on LinkedIn. And he said, a wise man said, be careful who you let on your ship, because some people will sink the whole ship just because they can't be captain. Now, there's something brilliant about that. Thanks for sharing that. So I found that to be true. Some people are just, if you can't do it my way, I just don't want to do it at all. They'll try to scuttle the best idea just because they can't have it their way. So I think there's something right there. Okay, the second one, this is from, and I know this guy, this is Alireza Hedjia. I've never been able to pronounce it, but Ali's a good guy. He has a PhD from Regent University, just like I do, and I've known him for a number of years. He posted this meme that just has a bridge that goes out way out into the future, and it says the nature of leadership. So that got me kind of curious about it. And so I clicked on the meme, and there was an article. Now, the article was in academic jargon. And so it was, unless you're an academic, it's hard to follow, but it was a good article nonetheless. And as I read through, I got to the end, and he said this, and this is worth quoting, quote, good leadership operates by trust and mutual respect, whereas low quality leadership indicates weak relations between leaders and followers. The growing nature of leadership involves the mutual fulfillment of contractual expectations and responsibilities between leaders and followers. Now that's kind of a mouthful, but he's right. Good leadership operates on trust and mutual respect. Whereas low quality leadership indicates weak relations between leaders. Now he kind of reversed those two things. So good leadership is trust. It always is. It's trust between two people. If there is not trust, that is a very sure sign of weak relations between the leaders and followers. So, Ali, you're right on point. I think that you can't stress enough how important trust is to leader-follower relationships. Okay, the next one is by Tim Reschult. Oh, well, actually, it's not by Tim Reschult. Tim Reschult likes this. It was posted by Wendy Wickens, the Director of Information Technology at Loudoun County Government. That's, I think, in Virginia. And she's quoting Colin Powell, and I recognize the quote immediately. It's found in a book called It Worked for Me. I used it in my Power and Influence class. Powell said this, leadership is solving problems. The day soldiers stop bringing you their problems is the day you have stopped leading them. They have either lost confidence that you can help or concluded that you do not care. Either case is a failure of leadership. I love Colin Powell. I think, he's brilliant as a leader, as a diplomat. The man is full of wisdom about leadership, but he's right. Sometimes the rest of that chapter is talking about, like, people want problems to go away. No, problems are part of what you're involved in if you're involved in leadership. Don't think, I wish I had fewer problems. Think, great, they're bringing me problems. That means that they trust me. That's how he elaborates on that concept in that chapter. So thank you, Wendy, for posting it. Thank you, Tim, for finding it and liking it so that the rest of us could see it. Okay, the next one is by Mike Brenz, Brenes. He's a principal data architect. Actually, he is reposting something from Leadership First. leadership first. If you want leadership memes to show up on LinkedIn, subscribe to Leadership First. There's almost 800,000 people subscribe to this, and they post a lot of regular memes. Most of them are very good. Okay, so here's the quote. It's by Alicia Quarles, and she says, "Don't underestimate the value of having a good team. You don't become successful on your own. You have to rely on really good people." I don't know Alicia Quarles, but regardless, that is really true. Okay, yeah, you have to have a good team. Anytime you're dealing with leadership, you're getting things done through other people. But anytime you're getting anything big done, it has to be done not just through a couple of people, but through a team harmoniously working together in order to get through to whatever the objective is. So the quote is spot on. Okay, next one is by Steve Jobs. It was, again, posted by Leadership First. And Steve Jobs, I don't like Steve Jobs personally. I think... not that I met him personally, but the more I read about him, the more that I see very often he was kind of tyrannical, and I wouldn't want to work for him. I think he did some great things, but I don't think you have to be a butt in order to do great things. Nonetheless, here's his quote. He said this, quote, "If you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you." Now, he's very right about this particular point. Warren Bennis said something very similar. He said, quote, "The leaders are the people who believe so passionately that they can seduce other people into sharing their dream." And I think that that whole idea of passion is very important. So again, Jobs says that if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. You don't have to have extra incentives. It draws you in. And I think that quote is spot on. Okay, the next one, this is by Clint Hackinson. He's a director of marketing at Itology. He says, "Sometimes people don't need to be corrected. They just need your kindness, your patience, your grace. Unless it's a real issue, be slow to correct this week." Now, I don't know what's going on in Clint's world, but that's probably good advice for the rest of us too. Maybe it's a very important thing with what he's just experienced at work or what he's about to have to go through at work. But you know what? I find that kindness just works. There's very few occasions where kindness isn't a good solution. Be patient. Patience works. Have grace. Unless it's a real issue, be slow to correct this week. Okay, this one, this next one is from European Leadership, and they have almost 150,000 followers. Like Leadership First, they post a lot of memes, and again, like Leadership First, it's usually very good stuff. Here's the quote from European Leadership. It's this: "I'm not impressed by money, social status, or job title. I'm impressed by the way that someone treats another human being." Yeah, there's something very right about that quote. You know, when you watch a leader, I watch them very carefully to see how they treat people that can't help them. So when a leader is schmoozing and they're, you know, with another high-powered person, it's one thing. They might be very gracious. But if they treat the waiter badly, that's always a bad sign. It's a red flag immediately. If they treat the waiter with the same grace that they treat that high power person, I think a lot more of them. Okay, let's keep going. Christopher Kurtz posted this. "Losing a job is about so much more than the loss of income. For many, it's also about the loss of identity, of security, of work friends and social circles, confidence, and even self-worth. As you associate with, interview, or communicate with someone, and there are many, who find themselves out of a job, please know that an increase of compassion and kindness may not cost you anything, but can have the power to transform that individual and how they perceive their current situation. Always lead with kindness." Now, I don't go through these and try to order them in a specific way. I'm just, as I find them, I put them in order. But this was just like the one a couple before. Kindness is always a good idea. It makes you wonder what's going on in the guy's world that, you know, he's posting about that. So if he lost a job himself or a friend has or whatever. But yeah, treat people with dignity and respect because they're human beings made in the image of God that deserve that dignity and respect. Just be nice. Okay, next one. Oh yeah, this one, it's a leadership first, and I found it, and it's from a former student, a great guy. His name is Rashidus Good. He's a former student that I think the world of, this great guy. He posted this: great leaders are not the best at everything. They find people who are best at different things and get them all on the same team. Now, it's a quote by Eileen Bistrisky. I've never heard of Eileen, but that's very right. So what you're saying is you find people that are good at different skill sets and you put them together. You appreciate the diversity. I just finished reading a book by Nick Hayes. It's called Elite, and it was about the Special Forces and his experience, not Special Forces, about the SEALs and his experiences in the SEALs. And he was talking about this, you know, in the teams, the SEAL teams, they don't call this diversity. They call this, you know, having different jobs or differentiation. And so they appreciate the differences between a sniper or a breacher or a medic or whatever the specific skill sets are. And they realize that they need them all. He talked about how jacked up a SEAL team would be if it was all snipers. Well, they could only do a very limited function. So they need all the diversity, all the differences in order to make it work. So great leaders are not the best at everything. Very often, they might not even be a good team player compared to some of the other team players. Maybe they excel at leading. But they find people who are the best at different things. And that, it just rang so true. Thank you for posting, Rashidus. The next one, this is also from European Leadership, and it's directly from European Leadership, and it said this. It was a quote by Alexander Du Heiger. It's H-E-I-G-E-R, so I have no idea how you pronounce that. Alexander Du Heiger. He said this: managers change the people to fit the system. Leaders change the system to fit the people. I thought, you know, there's something very true about that. William Penn said something very similar about this in 16-something. William Penn was the person whose Pennsylvania is named for, and he said something to the effect of, you know, if you could have bad people or bad law, you want to have bad laws and good people, because good people will change the laws to make them good. Bad people will change good laws and make them bad. So yeah, it rang very similarly. So again, managers change the people to fit the system. Leaders change the system to fit the people. That's called alignment. That's not just looking at the organizational chart and saying, well, you know, do you fit the organizational chart or don't you? No, it's taking people, like people first, and looking at what's the value that this person brings to the table and how can we reshape the organization to maximize alignment. Okay, so I've used my allotted time for today, but thank you so much for listening to this episode of Leadersmith. I hope that these quotes give you some mental food for thought and that you have a better day as a leader. As you go about your day, you think about them and process them, and you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow.